The page and listen every week and hear what's on the mind of Risha Monique. Hey ladies, what's up? Listen in the car or your truck, dropping off your kids or pick up, even on your break or your lunch, just tap in to see what's happening. You can get in tune to your purpose and passion.
Hey ladies, welcome to the show. Now, I know that I cheated you ladies out of an episode last week, and I'm late with this week's episode, so please forgive me. And while you're forgiving me, please be sure to charge it to my head and not my heart. I was just in a really weird space last week, and I needed to take a moment for myself, so I did just that. Now, if this is your first time tuning in to the podcast, welcome to Hey Ladies. I am your host and purpose coach, Risha Monique. And while you're tuning in, go ahead and take a moment to subscribe to the show. And when you're done listening, I ask that you would rate the show, leave a review, and share it with your friends. If you are a repeat listener, I want to take a moment to thank you for your support and for your motivation. And I hope that by now you are following us on Twitter and Instagram at the Hey Ladies Podcast. And I also hope that you have been viewing the show notes and that you are a part of our email list. Now, if you haven't done any of that, you can pause us, go ahead and do that. If not, you can do it at the end of the show. Now, ladies, on the last episode, we talked about fear and we talked about doing it afraid. Whatever it is for you, I asked you to do it afraid, just to try. And if you tried something that you've been afraid to try, I would love for you to tell me about that. And you can hit me at heyrishal@yahoo.com. If you have questions, if you have comments, I would love to hear from you. And again, that email is heyrishal@yahoo.com. Now, while I was racking my brain, trying to figure out what I could talk to you ladies about this week, Holy Spirit reminded me of a blog that I started years ago, like 8 years ago. Now, in this blog, this particular blog post that I was reminded of, and I'm going to take a minute to revisit it with you all today, that blog post was titled Faith Over Fear. It was a short blog post, and it was pretty to the point, and it really touched on a lot of the things that we discussed in our previous episode about fear. So I just went over that blog, and I decided that I would use what I wrote in that blog kind of as an outline and basis for what we'll discuss today. And it can kind of be part two of our fear episode and our episode on doing it afraid. This episode will probably be a little bit shorter than our typical episode, but we can just use it as a refresher. The podcast episode, we did talk about fear and we talked about doing it afraid. But in this blog post, I just mentioned how life is full of roadblocks. It's full of disappointments. Life is full of questions, it's full of doubts, fears, and also successes. So what is it that is keeping you from living your life to the fullest? I'm asking that question, ladies. What is it that's keeping you from living your life to the fullest? Are you afraid to fail or of what others may think? Now, I have to be honest with you all, as I have always promised to do, that those are the things that kept me from living my life to the fullest. I am a recovering people pleaser, so I was always worried about or concerned about what other people would think about what I did, what people would think about me taking a non-traditional path as an actress or as a dancer, as opposed to working a 9-to-5 that's safe and secure. What if I failed? What if people saw me work so hard to live out my dream or to make my dream a reality and I failed? Those were things that crippled me and kept me from living my life to the fullest when my life was, as most would say, at its peak, like in my early 20s and even my earlier 30s. But lucky for us all, there is no time limit on dreams, as well as the fact that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, I know people say that all the time and it seems very cliche, but it is the truth. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And if we just put more faith into the abilities and the gifts that God has given us, He will strengthen us to make those things happen. So, now is the time to put your faith into play. And I just thought it was pretty ironic that I named this blog post, Faith Over Fear, 8 years ago, when right now, during this pandemic, you see people with crosses on their doors and in their front yards. And those crosses say faith over fear, because this pandemic is a scary thing. But for those of us who are believers, we know that we have to put our faith in Jesus Christ. We have to put our faith in God when we don't know what the outcome will be. And it's the same way with our dreams and our goals and our hopes and our passions. We have to put our faith in God, because we can't do these things in our own strength. So even though we're human and we want to make things happen on our own, we want to see immediate results, because in this world we live in this generation, we are in a time where our society is known as the microwave society. We want instant results. We want things to happen immediately. But we must have faith in the Lord, and we must have faith in the gifts, the talents, and the abilities that we have been blessed with. We must also trust that everything will happen in His time. I'm sorry, y'all, if you hear that ambulance in the background. It's an ambulance flying by my window right now. But know that as you have faith, people will think you're crazy. People will wonder what you're doing. And I think I stated that in our last episode about fear, that you may lose friends, family may turn against you. It may take your life savings to just get started. And you may even lack a personal life, but it will all be worth it to say that you gave all that you had to your passion and you had enough faith in God to leave the worldly things behind and walk where He led you. I have another question for you, ladies. Are you using your gifts and your talents and your life to glorify God or to be a help to others? If so, then you are on your way to a life fulfilled. God wants us to use our gifts to upbuild His kingdom. God wants us to use our talent and our life to help other people. He doesn't intend for us to be selfish with the things that He's given us. He wants us to help our other sisters out. Like I said, was the purpose for the Hey Ladies podcast, to share your knowledge, to share your gifts, to share your talents with the next young lady. So if you are doing this, you are on your way to a life fulfilled. But if you're not, know that God wants you to glorify Him with the life you have been blessed with. then you will receive more success. You will receive far more success than you can stand, far more blessings than you can stand. The Lord didn't give us a spirit of fear, ladies. So put your hope, put your faith in Him. And again, have faith that He will lead you in the right direction to live your life to the fullest. So ladies, today, decide if you want to live your life in fear or if you want to live your life in faith. The choice is yours. And know that God has not forgotten about you. So really simple, ladies, our tweetable moment today is faith over fear. Now, I always tell you guys, or you ladies, what I wish that someone would have told me. So I wish someone would have told me that everything will happen right on time. So stop stressing, stop worrying, stop living in fear, and know that everything will happen right on time. Ladies, you all keep it positive, dream big, be an inspiration to others, and pray for someone. Pray for someone other than yourself. Ladies, don't forget to like and subscribe to the show. Please rate and review, and feel free to share it with someone else. Share this episode as well as our other episodes with someone else. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at the Hey Ladies Podcast. You can also subscribe to be a part of our email list. And if you have any questions or concerns regarding the Hey Ladies Podcast, be sure to email me, heyrachel@yahoo.com. And ladies, I love you, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.